Okay, y'all, I have to admit this is kind of a sad day for me. We are coming to the conclusion of the next voiceover star. Everybody who was included in the contest has been invited to be here in the studio with me for this very last segment. And of course, we will announce the grand prize winner with Chester Hull of ProSound to give away 3 on-hold message spots for his business and one of the greatest books on voice acting you can possibly find out there. As we say goodbye to the next voiceover star, we are going to move into paying it forward. I'll begin with this episode, and don't you get too comfortable because I'm going to ask you to pay it forward with me through the next couple of weeks. And who knows, if we all do a good job, this may just be a continuous segment on The Wendy Edwards Show.
You're listening to Wendy's Podcast on the Charlottesville Podcasting Network and WendyEdwards.com.
Without any further delay, we must get into the next voiceover star.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the next voiceover star.
Brought to you by The Wendy Edwards Show, the following 5 finalists will move on to compete for the grand prize from ProSound, the caller experience experts.
Contestant 1,
J.D. Dickinson.
Contestant 2,
Brad Larson.
Contestant 3,
Steve Noland.
Contestant 4,
Justin Beck.
Contestant 5,
Jason C.
Who will be the next voiceover star?
I'm in a tiny, tiny booth because my show got knocked out by some sports today. And thank you, Chester, and your 2 little boys. What are their names?
Cooper and Bryant.
Cooper
Cooper's
and
5 and Bryant is 3. And they're excited to see what a radio station is like today. So.
This is pretty fun. It's fun for me. Do you like it? Yeah.
Who is 1?
Yes,
who
that's
is?
Right. Kaylin. Kaylin is 1. She
Kaylin
stayed
didn't
with mom.
Come with you?
Nope.
Okay.
They're doing the book sale today. So.
All right. That'll be fun, though. All right. Well, I thank all 3 of you for coming in to the final segment of the next voiceover
the
star.
Final segment. This is good. I've been excited about this.
So. Ooh, I can't
it's
even believe
ride.
It's come. I know. I'm thinking, you know, every week I'm preparing other people to read scripts and I'm preparing myself to go over what they did. And trying to book friends of mine in the voiceover industry to come and do reviews for me.
You have been busy, I will have to say, and you've done an excellent job.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You really pulled off really well.
I know you're sincere when you say that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. And I'm sincere when I say thank you, too. My goodness. So, Chester, tell me just real briefly, we got the voiceover finalists are in the lobby and they're ready to come in. So I just want to hear real briefly, how did you feel about this entire contest?
The whole thing was a lot of fun, number one. Kudos to all these guys for just putting themselves out there.
I know,
and,
right?
You know, it's, a lot of people would hold back just worried about, oh, what are other people going to think? And JD was just talking to me earlier before we came in about how, okay, we didn't quite have all the right equipment, but you know, he was just going to jump in and do it anyway. And
JD,
I seriously applaud that.
Used his cell phone.
That's awesome.
It's amazing to me.
That's just great. And, you know, it's his ego's not online. He doesn't care. And but all of them, just to be able to go out there and stick it out there and let people vote on it and listen, I mean, I think it's great.
Yeah.
So,
are you excited to give away the grand prize from ProSound?
Yes.
Can you tell us, before they know, can you tell us what that is?
What we're doing is 3 on-hold message scripts, 3 on-hold jobs for them. And what that could turn into is long-term repeat work as well.
Fantastic.
Because a lot of times our clients will go with a voice. Once they go with a voice, they like it as far as representing their company.
Okay.
And they'll stick with that for a long time. And so, you know, that's what we're promising up front. And then could turn into long-term from there. So
it'd be nice to hear the next voiceover star in the future.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
So we're excited. I think it'll be great.
All right, Chester, I'm going to ask you to move out of this little studio. We're going to bring in the next voiceover stars and we'll talk with them about their experience. And then I'm going to call you back so we can announce who is the next voiceover star.
Right. Look forward to it.
Thank you, Wendy. You're listening to Wendy Edwards on the Charlottesville Podcasting Network and WendyEdwards.com. And you're also listening to Steve Noland.
Hello.
And J.D. Dickinson.
Hello.
And Jason C.
Hi, guys.
Unfortunately, Justin Beck cannot be with us. For right now, I want to ask Steve, since you're standing right there, why don't you tell me what your experience has been on the next voiceover star?
It's been delightful. Every aspect of the show has just been fun. You know, I jumped into this just to have a little bit of fun, and I've got more than I ever expected out of it. Your critics have been fantastic. If I would have taken it personally, I might have got my feelings hurt a couple of times. But you know what? I listened, and I learned a lot. And you know, I've had some great competition. It's been a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
All right. Well, tell me, you said you almost got you could have gotten your feelings
I
hurt.
I could have.
Okay. What was said that may have hurt your feelings?
No, you know, just not knowing what I'm doing here at all, stepping into this without any expectations for one is good.
Right.
And really, I didn't know that you were going to have some professional people here to judge me. So,
what'd you think?
Ego,
I was just some podunk operation?
No, but my ego, my ego will get in the way if I allow it to. And it did a couple of times. But okay. it was good criticism. And luckily, I had people at home. My wife is a very good critic as well.
She's out in the lobby. We'll keep that door closed. Do you want to go on about her?
I love her.
All right. But all in all, you think the critique was excellent?
It was fantastic. I really enjoyed every week. I got something new out of the different people you had on here. And quite honestly, I got a lot out of the my competition. I love listening to these guys. And I got ideas from them that, maybe wasn't being said from the critics. So right. It was really cool. Very, very cool.
I learned a lot from the next voiceover star myself. I find that I do certain things out of habit in voiceover that people mentioned that you did. And I went, oh, maybe I need to fix that. JD, come up to the mic and tell us a little bit about your experience with the next voiceover star.
Sure. For me, it was a birth of sorts of something I had no concept of. Any idea of how to even begin this sort of industry to now really, you'd almost call it a I'm scared of it kind of attitude of, oh, okay, this is really something you have to work at. This mm-hmm. isn't something you can just come in and try to sound like somebody you've heard on the radio mm-hmm. or on a commercial. Is these are people who know what they're doing.
And did you find, like, before the next voiceover started, that you would listen to the radio and be like, I can totally do it better than that person?
Well, I have a real bad habit of listening to the radio and trying to mimic what I hear people say. Is the only time I really listen to the radio anymore is during commercials or when the disc jockey is speaking.
Okay.
Music comes on and I kind of tune it out now. So I'm listening for patterns of speech.
We've created a monster.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's now I'm the critic. It's like, this is what I did last week. Let's see if this guy or this girl is going to do the same mistakes that I did. And sometimes you hear them and pick up on them, and other times you think, wow, they really know what they're doing, and mm-hmm. they sound awesome.
Yeah, and something that I want to point out that I told Chester a little bit earlier, but I want you to address is, I realize that most of you, maybe all of you, don't have the equipment that we have here in the studio in your homes. JD was on a cell phone doing the next voiceover star. Hands down, that was incredible.
Well, I could certainly tell each week the difference when I would record what I'm going to say on my phone, have to email it to myself, transfer it from one sort of file to another, and then listen to it and think, wow, that really does sound like I'm talking through a tin can into a phone. And well, hopefully they can hear what I'm trying to say. Uh-huh. And I can tell the difference of the quality of it, but it's the best I could do. And hopefully at least you were able to hear what I was trying to do.
We did. Yeah. And we thought you did a great job. I think you heard that for the most part. There were critiques
absolutely.
That everybody had of their work, but on the level, everybody sounded good. And I was really glad to have you in the competition.
Oh, I was absolutely thrilled to be part of it.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. There's something else I wanted to say. I did tell all of the people that were viewing the next voiceover star not to count technicalities because I knew that you weren't going to have the equipment.
Right.
So at first, some of them did. They were just like, well, what are they using? And I'm like, well, come on now. One of them's using a cell phone. And they're like, oh, that brought it down. And I think it made the competition fair for all of you.
Mm-hmm. They made a statement early in the first week. Steve, you are coming in hot.
Yeah.
I remember, I'm on my phone.
Yeah. Hot can't be a bad thing all the time, though. Yeah. All right, Jason C. is here. Jason was the fifth contestant to the next voiceover star, and then he got bumped up to the fourth because one of our contestants actually dropped out of the competition. Jason, what was the next voiceover star like for you, and how did you even find out about it?
That's a good question. I can't even honestly remember how I heard about it. I want to probably say that it was Twitter. Back in January or something, there's this Wendy Edwards, and she's a tweeting genius all of a sudden through the Charlottesville market. And next thing I know, I see, I listened to a few of your podcasts before, and next thing I know, I see this next voiceover star competition coming up. And I actually have a buddy who is in the competition, and it's Justin Beck. And I saw him saying, you know what, I'm going to go for it. I'm going to throw my hat in the ring and go for it. And I said, well, man, if he's going to go for it, I guess I'll at least try. So, and it was pretty funny that that both of us got into the finale round here. So
was there any like spirited competition between the two of you at work?
No, we didn't work. We don't work together. So it's kind of an informal, you know, our kids are around the same age. We live close to each other.
Oh, I thought for some reason because you're both in different sides of web development that you work for the same company or something.
No, I
not
wish.
Not true?
I
okay.
Wish.
So then how do
Justin,
you know each
Justin, if
other?
You're hiring, I could, no, I'm just kidding. Totally in fun and spirit, and we had a lot of fun offline. You know, sending messages back and forth, saying, "Man, you sounded great. No, I love this part about you, what you did this week, and you got it all made. Don't worry about it." And so it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, very encouraging. I did notice those tweets going back and forth between the two of you, just kind of pumping each other up, making yourselves feel good about the week. You know, I mean, it's hard work.
It is. It is. I would say for me, the biggest challenge was the audiobook. Reading scientific stuff is not easy. I read that over and over, and there's some really big, you know, big honking words that were in there. I could feel the on hold script, kind of trying to trip you up a little bit because of all the numbers, you know, the phone numbers and the, you know, the dollars off and all of that stuff. But really to me, it was the scientific words back to back, that kind of stuff that mm-hmm. really threw me for a loop.
And I'll tell you, I was mean to all of you with that one because I purposely looked for one that would be very difficult to do.
Oh, I could tell. As soon as I read it, I was like, this is just wrong.
I read it myself and I read it and I read it and I read it and I'm thinking, wow, this will be perfect. Not only because of the scientific wording, but because there was some repetitive wording and there were some spaces where you could get really boring if you didn't pay attention to what you were doing.
There was some sentence in the that second paragraph, and it was...
You're talking about the billions of years ago, and billions of years before that?
Yeah. And it was like six lines of text before the period. And it's like, how am I going to read this without passing out from lack of oxygen?
Yep. So,
but you did it. Yep. You did it. You all did it. And I'm so excited and proud of you. Now, we had such a great response to the next VoiceOver Star. Votes like crazy. People listening to the Wendy Edwards Show and downloading from Charlottesville Podcasting Network and WendyEdwards.com. That's also thanks to all of you, because I know you asked your friends and family to come on in and join and start listening and be a part of the contest. So thank you for that.
Not a problem.
My pleasure.
As far as voting is concerned, we had some trouble with voting. And I don't mind bringing it up on the next VoiceOver Star, because the next time we have this contest, we're going to do it a little bit differently. Because that was the one complaint I got from anybody in the next VoiceOver Star, was that the voting round was really tough. They would like it to be a little more on the reviewer level than audience participation, if I'm saying it the right way.
Well, I think it's important to know that the people are going to vote for who they're going to vote for. And that's what I believe to be is who they think is the best person.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I didn't feel that it was more of a popularity contest, but sometimes it is. You know, that's the way American Idol and other contests, and when we elect a president, it ends up being partial. They vote for who they uh-huh. think is the best, and partial. They vote for who they don't want to be in there.
Right.
But the only suggestion or different things that I can think maybe for the next time would be if it's possible to have either a set of judges
uh-huh.
or a consistent panel who's there each week critiquing and know exactly what that person did last week and is trying to work on for the next week.
Good idea.
And that way, so for instance, when I get criticized that I'm being too up and down one week mm. because I thought that's what I was supposed to do, and then the next week when I try to take that down a notch and then say, well, you really need to be up and down.
Right. Because,
week?
I think
slow
part
down,
of that,
go fast.
Right,
yes,
right.
Yes, and that can be difficult, but sure. You're going to find that from client to client and from job to job.
Exactly.
Somebody's going to say you need to be more up and somebody's going to say you need to be more down. It's the business, mm-hmm. and I wanted you to feel that, and I'm glad you did.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
I like what you said, though, JD. It's true. If we could have a panel to judge each week, because mm-hmm. I'll be honest, there was one week where I loved what you did. I loved what you mm-hmm. did. I loved what Justin did, and I also loved the week that I did. Like the scientific book thing,
yeah.
I read that thing 10 million times until I actually care about heliocentrism. So, you know, I agree. I like the panel
yeah.
idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that would probably give you a more level playing field.
That's what I'm
sorts.
Looking for.
And yeah. even if you had two people that were able to come on and do it week to week and then leave that third vote up to the fans.
Yeah.
You know, maybe the fans are the ones ultimately.
So that they
who
do have some
them.
Weight in the competition,
exactly.
because I think they should.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And I didn't want to take it away from the fans, and I certainly am not going to no. in this contest.
Well, if you do, then what's the point?
This is my first time with the next VoiceOver Star, too, and so I need to know what to adjust for the next time we do this, which will probably be either in another few months or next year. Sometime next year, possibly. Did you want to add anything, Jason?
I think that that's right. You know, even though you may have a few technical bumps that, you know, we can learn from down the road for the next time you do this, I think that, you know, consistency from the judges is spot on. You know, it's hard in this type of competition where you're not really having any kind of clue as to what it is that's expected from you, and you just kind of do it in the dark, and then you get your feedback from that, and then you kind of work on, you know, the next week and the following week after that.
Right.
And so, yeah, I think that that's probably spot on. That's right.
Something we tried to stress through the judges and through my commentary is you don't need to do it in the dark. You need to ask questions. Mm-hmm. I can't lead you to the questions, so I had to kind of wait until you started to come to me. But you did. Yeah. Eventually, I started getting emails like, how do you want this pronounced? Or how fast should I be reading? I made a phone call with a couple of you and went over the script and then totally ruined JD's chance at an audiobook because I was doing the up and down thing myself. So, hey. I was thinking science textbook.
Evolution in the nature of science. Oh.
I was thinking science text put you to sleep. You need something to be just a little bit entertaining. Apparently not.
I actually read that to my stepdaughter and one of her friends.
Okay.
And as soon as I was done, she said, oh, my God, I hope I never have to hear that again.
that's hilarious.
So is this grueling practice something we should do to the next voiceover
absolutely.
Finalists?
Oh, yeah. Make it far worse, please.
All right. So without further ado, I've got Chester Hull here back in the studio to announce who is the next voiceover star.
I'm Chester Hull from ProSound. We're the caller experience experts. Everybody can relate to calling a company and having a bad experience. We're like interior designers or graphic artists for your phone system, making it relevant, making it interesting, making it fun, making it something that grabs the ear. Call us. Have us do a caller experience evaluation. Delight your callers. Make a difference. Treat them well. They'll be customers for life. Treat them poorly. They'll be someone else's customer tomorrow.
Find out more at www.prosoundusa.com.
And we're back with Chester Hull from ProSound giving away 3 on-hold message bots and a book called The Art of Voice Acting by James R. Allberger.
And this is really highly recommended by some great voiceover artists that I work with as well. And I wanted to pass it on, The Craft and Business of Performing for Voiceover. So I want to present that to the winner today.
All right. And we do have a winner by a landslide. Mr. Steve Noland got an abundance of votes. You do deserve to be the next voiceover star. You did an excellent job. I don't know if I heard anybody else week to week who got as high marks as you did.
Thank you very much. I'm honored. I'm very much honored.
Steve, for you, congratulations.
I do.
We look forward to working with you.
This is an honor.
Chester, can you just tell Steve a little bit about what he can expect?
Yeah, well, you thought this was grueling. Now it's time to step up to the plate. So we'll work with you. We're doing 3 voiceover scripts for on-hold messaging. The one thing that I was telling Wendy earlier is a lot of times that turns into longer-term work. So a client will want to stick with the same voice, you know, for future updates and things like that, which is what we do on a regular basis, changing the scripts, updating them. And so we look forward to working with you
cool.
for those
Very
for
excited.
Those spots. So we're excited.
All right, round of applause for Steve.
Thank you very much.
And also, let that applause continue because you all did such a fantastic job. I mean, amazing.
Congratulations to everyone.
And nobody's leaving here virtually empty-handed because now that you're here and you know where the studio is, I am inviting you back, each of you who has been a contestant in the next VoiceOver Star, and is my way of getting you on the road to becoming a real voice actor. I will be producing your actual demos. We're going to use the same scripts we already did, so you're familiar with the text. Bring the scripts with you. We're going to set up a date. I will record you and make your mixed demos so that you can put it on a website or send it out to people to get work.
Sweet.
Excellent. Thank you.
So nobody's leaving here without being a voiceover star.
See what awesome. You missed, Justin, for not being here?
Yeah, Justin, forget it. You're not getting one. No, we'll make sure Justin gets his demo, too.
I think that's really awesome of Wendy to pull that off. And 3 cheers for heliocentrism.
Thank you, gentlemen, for coming in for this final segment of the next VoiceOver Star. Chester, thank you for this
thank
awesome
you, Wendy.
Opportunity.
It's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun.
Well,
great show.
I appreciate the opportunity that you've given to Steve.
Oh, fantastic. I mean, we're just delighted to do it. And I think it's something you talk about, actually, even on your show, is pay it forward. And that's what we feel like this is a way we want to do that.
Absolutely. And we're going to pay it forward in our next segment of the Wendy Edwards Show.
I'm Steve Dismukes. I write and draw a weekly updating webcomic called Dark Places at darkplacescomic.com. I'm also a freelance illustrator. And Wendy's very good at spotting what other people can do and what they can be and helping them to find that themselves and to bring it out and show it to the world. Wendy's podcast is a great way for her to bring this skill of hers. I think the next voiceover star is a very good example of allowing people who wouldn't necessarily have the opportunity to get their voices heard. It's a really good way to showcase people who do have remarkable talent, might not necessarily be appreciated or recognised in their day-to-day lives. One thing that people should know about Wendy is that she really does care. She's really interested in finding out about people and helping them to flourish. She's very good at finding the good in people and interested in people, which is a really big, really valuable trait. So now I've been doing my webcomic Dark Places for 2 and a bit years now, and it's going very well. She keeps on with encouragement, keeps on pushing me to step beyond my comfort zones and to fulfill my potential. Others can benefit from listening to Wendy because she's very passionate about helping people follow their dreams. She's happiest when she's helping other people to shine.
It's time for me to pay it forward to Kelly Silcio. Kelly has had a big dream of working in the radio industry or the music industry, just getting herself out there to work with musicians, especially those whose performances she can see here in Charlottesville. Kelly is a great networker. She's very supportive of music. And anytime you hear of a festival, you can pretty much guarantee that she's going to be there. Kelly, I'm so glad to have you on the Wendy Edwards Show. I'm going to sit back for this segment and just let you do your thing. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Kelly Silcio's first interview on the Wendy Edwards Show.
Hey, this is Kelly Silcio with the Wendy Edwards Show. I'm here on the phone with Derek Burke of the High Strung. Welcome, Derek.
Thank you.
I really do like your name. Where did that come from?
My mother gave it to me.
I do like the name Derek, but the name of the band, the High Strung.
I think Josh came up with it. At the time, he had not been that proficient at the guitar, and he used to hold his guitar very high up. That's one reason. And then two, just thought that it was kind of a, you know, fitting because, just being kind of like a nervous kind of guy and kind of mentally agitated.
How long have you been with the band?
11 years. We are on the road most of the time. We've spent a lot of time on the road touring. At 1.3 years without actually having an address at all.
Where were some of your favorite places?
Oh, there are so many, you know. Detroit is one of them. New York is one of them. L.A. is one of them. Actually, you know, I've always had a very good time in Charlottesville.
So you've been down here?
Yeah. We played at like a Pan-Asian kind of restaurant. I think it might have been called like the
Box
or something. Yeah, the Box.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with the Box. That's awesome.
Yeah, I loved it.
Sweet.
It was great. We had a great time there.
Well, you should come back. We'd love to have you.
I know. I want to come back.
Describe your sound.
Let's see. Our sound, we have, you know, electric guitar, bass, drums, and a singer. We're now a four-piece. We all like to have harmonies and make songs that are kind of a lot of fun. We're not into making really any downer kind of music.
Well, that fits with your name then, right?
Yeah, but I figure if you want to, you know, be bored and depressed, you can do that at home on your own. You don't need a band for that. It's fun to have music that's, I wouldn't necessarily say uplifting, but motivating and fun. We're a rock and roll band, you know, and we like the idea that we are a rock and roll band, and that's like kind of like the basis.
If you were to associate each member of your group to a band or a musician that maybe symbolizes or can kind of describe their style or their feel, can you do that for me?
Yeah, I would say maybe Josh is like Ray Davies, you know, of the Kinks.
And he's your guitarist?
He doesn't play guitar anymore. He quit guitar.
He quit guitar?
Yeah, he's just a singer now.
Why did he quit guitar?
I think he didn't want to carry an amp anymore.
All right, so just focusing on the vocals then, and you've pulled in another guitarist.
The vocals. I think he also wanted, he wanted to focus on the vocals, and I think we got a new guitar player named Steven, and he's kind of like a guitar player. I think Josh is a songwriter first and a guitar player second, and Steven is a guitar player first, that is for sure, And then Chad is like a bass player, and he's kind of like a maniac and really good at the bass, like ridiculously good. But then, like, he kind of like, John Entwistle of The Who, but then also, like, into a lot of weird stuff. And I always think about Brian Eno whenever I think of Chad, because he's like, I want to make loops for 7 hours. But then he also totally rocks out.
I'm actually looking at your Facebook page right now, and I see this video posted, and it talks about a Will Ferrell movie?
Yeah, we have a song, and a trailer just came out the other day, and a song from our album, Ode to the Inverse of the Dude, the song's called Standing at the Door of Self-Discovery, is in this trailer, and it's kind of prominently featured. And it's got, like, a ridiculous amount of hits on the internet, like, for only being around for 2 days, and a lot of people have been talking about.
How did something like that come about, that your song's in this trailer?
There's people that are into our music. They thought it was good because of the subject matter of the movie. The guy's like a drunk or something and loses his job and his wife in the same day, and he finds himself having to, start fresh or start a new part of his life,
So he's kind of literally standing at the door of self-discovery.
Right? So,
yeah, cool.
Maybe he's having a moment of clarity or something. I don't know. I haven't seen the movie. I've only seen the trailer. But it looks pretty good. It's pretty exciting to have some of your music attached to something, a movie. Not only that, but when the movie actually looks good, it's way better.
Yeah, totally. So are they using the song just for the trailer, or is it going to be in the film as well?
I think it's just in the trailer. The movie's already been made, and it's done like some festivals and stuff like that.
Right.
And I think it's just getting released. So.
But that's still awesome. I mean, trailers go around, like you said. It's been getting major hits on YouTube, and I guess it hasn't really hit TV yet. That's incredible.
Yeah, on TV and in the movie theaters and on DVDs. Like, there's a good chance that more people will see the trailer than the actual movie.
Right.
And
yeah.
It's much
exactly.
More focused.
And actually, we're going to feature Standing at the Door of Self-Discovery on the Wendy Edwards Show. So you're going to get a little bit of love from us there, too.
Yeah, see? It's working. It's great.
You guys also have another song that I guess media has picked up and really come to love, and you do the theme for Shameless, right? It's a Showtime show?
Yeah. Our song, it's called The Luck You Got, and that's off our record. Moxie Bravo is the theme song to that show. Like plays, at the beginning of the show.
That show came out in January. It's a new show, right?
Yeah.
Have you seen a huge increase in your fan base from that?
Yeah. I mean, a lot more strangers are emailing us and buying our records and
calling you for interviews on podcasts.
That we've met,
Man, that is so cool. Congratulations on all of this success. This is really awesome.
Yeah, it's been a big year so far. So. Play, things will continue,
Is this just kind of like coming about, kind of right place, right time thing, or was there some kind of incident that kind of brought these opportunities?
Toil and obscurity for the 10 or 11 years, you start to be, prepared to be in the right place at the right time, I guess.
Well, it sounds like you're handling all of this beautifully and working on a new album, correct?
Yeah, we're working on a new album, playing a bunch of shows. Not like a tour in the whole country, but, maybe we will. We're playing in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan next week for a festival called the Keewanossum Festival, which is really exciting. We're, headlining that. That should be really good. I've never played a big rock festival in the UP. It's pretty cool.
And where is that one?
It's in Houghton, Michigan, where Michigan Tech is. It's all the way up north. Michigan's two peninsulas, and this is all the way in the north, near Lake Superior. And supposedly it gets really wild up there because, you know, people are all cooped up all winter. It's like, you know, 1,000 feet of snow and freezing for half the year. So then they have this festival and everyone lets loose like mad. I haven't been there to it yet, but I've known other bands that have been up there, and like they all say that it's like the best show of their life.
Everybody's coming out of their hibernation and just embracing spring and music. When is it?
April 8th and 9th.
Well, before I wrap it up, I do want to say real quick that I'm a huge fan of music festivals. And if after this this one on April 8th and 9th, if you guys are really into it, you should look at the Central Virginia and Northern Virginia area. We have tons of music festivals all around through the summer, and it's just a big draw to the area. And I think that you guys, if you like this festival up there, I think you'd like some of the ones we got down here. So you should definitely check it out. And come back and see us.
Tell all your Virginia buddies to invite us.
I will. Let's keep in touch, and I'll get that worked out for you for sure.
Okay.
And I'm talking with Derek Burke of The High Strung. What's the best way that fans can connect with you?
Oh, I would say through our website. It's thehighstrung.com, all spelled out. You know, no dashes or anything like that. We have some articles and some music, and we have a bunch of songs that you can get for free on our website, you know, or you can, you know, find us on iTunes and Bandcamp, all that
cool.
kind of stuff.
Cool.
You know,
okay.
You can pay or not pay. There's a bunch of videos on YouTube.
And that's where fans can see that trailer for the new Will Ferrell show,
right? They can see the opening to the TV show, The Shameless.
Thank you, Derek, so much for doing this with me. And definitely, I want to stay in touch with you. If you want to come back to Charlottesville, I will help you make that happen.
Yeah, I would love to. I like it over there.
Thank you so much for talking with me.
Oh, you're welcome.
And folks can find the trailer for the new Will Ferrell movie featuring Standing at the Door of Self-Discovery with The High Strung on YouTube. This is Kelly Silcio with The Wendy Edwards Show. All right, for those of you who want to praise Kelly, she is KelKel926 on Twitter. Get yourself out there and tell her what a good job she just did with The High Strung on The Wendy Edwards Show. Kelly, you were fantastic. Thanks for coming in and giving me the opportunity to pay it forward. That leads me to the last segment of this episode of The Wendy Edwards Show, which we'll get to in just a few minutes. But before we do anything else, we have got to listen to The High Strung.
Standing at the door of self-discovery, where the air is cold, the feelings are old, but you reconsider them. Standing at the door of self-discovery, where the air is cold, the feelings are old, but you reconsider them. Down.
of Self-Discovery by The High Strung, featured in the trailer for the movie Everything Must Go, starring Will Ferrell. And as Kelly Silcio pointed out, the Detroit rock band is also enjoying some television fame after their tune The Luck You Got was picked up as the theme song for the new series Shameless that debuted on Showtime in January. We've got one more song to hear from The High Strung later this hour. Next, we're going to pay it forward through social media. Let me ask you this. How far do you think your good deed goes? Do you think it's as far as holding the door open for someone or giving that person a smile first thing in the morning when it's a Monday? Or how about the bigger things you do, like watching someone's dogs for the 18th time when you really have better things to do? What would you say if your one good deed launched 100 more all over the world? You really can do one good thing and track it across the nation thanks to Josh Ronk of iPayItForward.com. I encourage you to open up another browser window, check out iPayItForward.com as we head into a break. It's iPayItFWD, iPayItForward.com. Back with Josh Ronk after this.
I remember Wendy always with a smile and always willing to share whatever needed. I'm excited by what Wendy's doing because there are so many artists in this world that seem to get lost in the cracks or have difficulty finding a voice. Best about Wendy is her ability to interview people and to really look into the heart of the person and see what they're about as a human being, what it is in them that makes their art come to life.
Here I am with Josh Ronk of I Pay It Forward. It's iPayItFWD.com. And I happened on this on Twitter one day when I had written something that I did for someone else, and I get this little tweet from my Pay It Forward saying, hey, come out and put what you did on our website. I went to visit it, and I found this incredible social media site where people can do good deeds, share their stories, and then watch the inspiration that they gave someone else on this Pay It Forward map. So I had to get in touch with Josh, who has generated this website with the help of his wife, Michelle. Josh, thanks for being on Wendy Edwards' show.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
I fell in love with this website the minute I saw it.
Thank you. And that's the reaction we've been getting a lot with explaining and, you know, bringing people to the website. People are pretty excited about it. So that's what makes me happy.
Tell me how it came into being.
Just, you know, my wife and I have a life just like anyone else. You know, when we see the kind of stuff that goes on just in life, and we just noticed that there's not enough. With the economy being the way it was, we thought of this idea to bring an old concept that pretty much is common, you know, knowledge, paying it forward, the concepts, and bringing new technology to that to make it fun and cool and, you know, get a bunch of people involved, unite all that and make a fun way of doing paying it forward stuff and just help give people incentives to do good things.
You certainly are doing that, and it seems that you and Michelle are a good combination as far as partnership. She had the fortitude to think about paying it forward and wanted to come up with some way to share that with the world, and then you have this amazing skill to put together websites and to draw people together through this type of format in social media. I don't think that had she said that to just anyone, it could have come into fruition, but here she has a husband who has this talent and knowledge to put something together that really could affect the world.
Absolutely. And I know that's a bold thing to say, you know, to change the world. But I mean, ultimately, no matter how crazy that sounds, I really do feel that way. Like this may be, you know, just a website, but I really feel like it could absolutely change the world. If everyone just started doing more good deeds, along with how much time they spend on their social media websites, their Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff anyways, post some good deeds while you're on there, because, you know, your one good deed could inspire someone four states away, and that could inspire four more people, and just the domino effect that happens. I mean, that's what this is all about. It's just amazing. It's huge.
It has the potential to be absolutely amazing. Where have you gotten your education? How do you know to put all this stuff together? Like I said, if your wife went to the average person, she would have maybe said, oh, yeah, I have this great idea, and they would have listened to her. But here she has a husband who's got the talent and the knowledge to put it together. That had to come from somewhere.
Well, I don't have this awesome. Okay, my awesome answer is I went to Google University. So I'm self-taught in everything I do. So,
wow.
I mean, I'm a web developer. That's my profession. And I built this site kind of like on the side of, you know, my client projects. But, you know, everything I know how to do, it's just I'm self-taught. I did not go to college for web development or any programming. So this is just stuff I've made a business out of.
Well, the
over time.
So far for me, the site works very well. I know that I'll continue to talk with you as I use I Pay It Forward. I know you're looking forward to hearing from people to make adjustments as you go along, because this is new too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's brand new. I mean, it's basically been up for about a month and a half now. So, yeah, we would love to make adjustments and hear from people. You know, we want to make this website for everyone. So, you know, any feedback or comments, I would be, you know, it would help out a lot.
Okay. People want to get in touch with you. There's a way through I Pay It Forward.
Yeah, there's a contact us link in there.
Okay, great. Now, something I do here in Virginia could inspire someone across the country or somewhere else in the world to do something kind that day.
Okay, so here's how it works. I show up and I see this awesome post from Wendy Edwards, and she did something really cool, and it like literally inspired me. So there's a button right underneath your post where I click on This Inspires Me,
mm-hmm.
and it marks it a special spot on my account. So like, let's say tomorrow I go do some good deed. I read your post. It inspired me. I go do this good deed tomorrow, and I come back to I Pay It Forward. And when I go to post, there's a little drop down that says, did one of these inspire you? So I pull it down and I say, okay, there was one from Wendy Edwards. I pick that one, submit my post. Now when the post goes on the website, it says this was inspired by Wendy's post. And then you can click on it and see Wendy's post. But now when you go look at your Pay It Forward map, you see, you know, your icon where you're located, and then you see a line drawn way across over here to Oregon with my picture on it, and you'll be able to click on my icon to see what you just inspired me to do. Then there'll be a line drawn from me to the next person, and then, you know, maybe 6 months down the road, there's 500 lines drawn all over the world.
I know.
The domino effect just took over, and it went viral, and your one good deed just turned into 500 good deeds.
I was going through the drive-thru one time at a McDonald's restaurant, and the car in front of me paid for my order before I even ordered it. And when I went up to the window, the cashier was like, "You're already covered." I'm like, "What do you mean I'm already covered?" She said, she's like, "Well, they left this cash behind and they said to pay for your order." And I'm like, "Ooh." You know, I felt kind of like stuck. Like, what do I do? I don't mind paying for my own order. I can do this. It's okay. So what I ended up doing is paying for the people behind me, because I was like, well, you know, I had the money there. It wasn't that I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
But just that small thing helped me help someone else. And I actually felt better about buying somebody breakfast than buying my own breakfast.
Exactly. And that kind of thing happens a lot. And I think that's amazing. Even something as simple as that, I mean, it makes you feel good, and it makes everyone in line that got affected by that, everyone felt good about it. And probably no one paid anything extra than they would have paid anyways.
Exactly. And not only that, but it just left that really good feeling about, hey, I did something for somebody other than myself. And even the most selfish person will always feel better doing something for someone else. And it doesn't mean that you should put yourself last by any means, but it just means that you should be aware of other people around you.
Definitely. The world needs more of that. That is for sure. And people will definitely feel good. The news out there is so full of negative. And if this got to be more popular, doing good things, just imagine the kind of good feeling this is going to spread around of people doing good and feeling good about it, rather than all the negative we always see.
This
will add more positive to life.
Right. Well, I think these things do happen every day, which is why I kind of mentioned it in the way of like going through the drive-thru myself. People do it in the grocery line for each other all the time. People hold doors open for each other all the time. I mean, there is kindness and goodness kind of everywhere. But it is so nice to be able to see it all in one place and watch it inspire other people at the same time, because those are the little things I think that get kind of swamped by bad news that you're talking about. It's not that these things don't happen. They just don't get talked about. They don't get told, and they don't get shared to the point where we're like, hey, yeah, that was kind of cool.
Well, here's the amazing thing. That little thing in the grocery store that happened, like you said, maybe it'll get pushed under the rug a little bit, like, oh, that was nice, but then you forget about it. What you don't realize you would have never known how far that went.
Right.
Your one little thing in the grocery store, you may not know that could have turned into 500 more good deeds. But this website gives the new, I mean, using technology that we have now, brings all this together so that you can actually see how far a good deed went rather than never knowing. Because,
yeah,
you know, the good, like you said, the good deeds happen anyways. Now we have a way of tracking them to see how far you can make something go. I mean, how much inspiration can happen because one good deed done.
I just love that you are shedding a light on the goodness in the world.
I get to take my passion and help people do good, have fun with it, and do more good. So, I mean, what makes me happy is that a lot of good is happening out of all this.
Now, I know you're only a month and a half old with I Pay It Forward. How many users do you have so far?
We have somewhere around like 50 or 60 users, but like a good 70 to 80 posts.
Yeah, I can tell you right now, I can imagine that coming, jumping up very quickly.
Absolutely. And right now we have a contest going to win an iPad 2. So all you have to do for that is to just go do a good deed and post it on iPayForward.com. And then somewhere in the next 1,000 posts, I think it's like 980 something from now, one person will be selected out of that to win an iPad 2. You know, we've even had people that say they didn't even want the iPad 2, but I said they could even donate it to someone else, and there's another good deed done. So
there you go.
That's pretty fun.
Whether you use it for yourself or use it for someone else, it's still something that you earned by paying it forward.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm going to mention a couple of things that I'm seeing on the I Pay It Forward site so that people can understand what is being tracked on your website. Let's see. Devin Newser wrote, "Trade a snack for a smile. I try and always keep a few power bars, chips, and waters in my car for whenever I see a homeless person on the side of the road. It is amazing how simple treat can put a smile on a face. Today was just another reminder of that." So how does it make you feel when you read stuff like this that comes up on the website?
Every single time I see a new post, I mean, it feels awesome because I know someone has gone and done something good and they brought it to I Pay It Forward because they want to share the good deed to inspire other people. So it's just, for me, it's just watching people do good. And when they use the website, I just know where their heart is. I know they want to, you know, inspire people and do more good deeds. They want their good deed to get multiplied. So I just know that when I see a new post, I just know so much more good is going to happen now.
Absolutely. I see another one from Just Out. Purse on roof. I saw a lady get in her car, not knowingly leaving her purse on the roof as she got to drive away. So I ran fast to catch her as she was pulling away to flag her to tell her about her purse. I did finally catch her attention, but I did have to run quite a bit before she noticed me waving my hands at her as I was running behind her in the parking lot. It was pretty funny, but I'm glad she didn't make it into the main street to lose her purse. Now, that's something that, again, people do kind of on an average day, but it's nice that they can get out here on this website and talk about it and share it with other people who have done similar things. And it can be great or small. Chase down somebody whose purse is on the roof, trade a snack for a smile, or you can do something really rather big like donate to the Red Cross in Japan. Doesn't matter whether you're chasing someone down the street trying to tell them their purse is on the roof, or if you're simply trading a snack for a smile. Or something that I did was a simple gesture. I just lit a candle for someone who was in critical need of a miracle, and the family, well, I'll just read it to you. I posted, "I'm lighting a candle. A simple gesture, I know, but the family of a little one who is in critical need of a miracle asks for nothing more than a kind thought or prayer and a candle to be lit in his honor." So that's what I did for baby Milosh, and I left the link so that other people could possibly light a candle that night too. So when you pay it forward, it can be something that doesn't really take much out of you except for thought and perhaps a little bit of compassion.
Whatever your post is, if you're doing something good and it benefits other people, then that's fantastic. That's exactly what we want to see.
Right. So this is a non-competitive platform for people to use just to help spread joy in the world and put the focus on the things that really matter and try not to get sunken or dragged down by those things that we're flooded with that really are heavy on our hearts.
Absolutely. You know, you could even come to I Pay It Forward and just read, even if you didn't have something to post. There's many posts, and then every time you come back, there'll be new ones just to read, you know, some inspiring stuff. Just as good as, you know, reading Chicken Soup for the Soul. These ones are more quick, but, you know, you can read some good stuff and feel good about what you've read.
I'm a sap for this kind of stuff, Josh. The minute I saw the website, I was like, oh, I need to know these people.
And that makes me happy to hear that kind of reaction.
Let's take a moment to hear from ProSound, and we'll be back to Pay It Forward with Josh.
I'm Chester Hull from ProSound. We're the caller experience experts. Everybody can relate to calling a company and having a bad experience. We're like interior designers or graphic artists for your phone system, making it relevant, making it interesting, making it fun, making it something that grabs the ear. Call us, have us do a caller experience evaluation. Delight your callers, make a difference. Treat them well, they'll be customers for life. Treat them poorly, they'll be someone else's customer tomorrow.
Find out more at www.prosoundusa.com.
You're listening to Wendy's Podcast on the Charlottesville Podcasting Network and wendyedwards.com.
You know, it's easy to pay it forward when you can remain anonymous. I've kind of subscribed to the idea that when I pay it forward, I'm not supposed to really talk about it. I'm not supposed to tell other people. I'm supposed to just kind of hold that in my heart, be glad that I did it, and make it a quiet thing. And I think that that has its own reward as well, and that
Sure. It
depends on your intention with what you're doing, that some things don't need to go on the site I pay it forward. However, when your intention is that you're writing that you paid it forward because you want other people to get a smile, it has merit.
I couldn't agree with you more. Personally, I'm a Christian.
I am too.
So how I understand when I'm told and I'm supposed to do good things, I am not supposed to boast about those things.
That's where I was going, and I was going in that very direction, but I was trying not to bring in my Christianity. But yes, I have subscribed to that understanding that there is no boasting when you do a good deed for someone or something.
That's extremely important to me, and I did not want ever to lose sight of that or to push that under the rug. I pay it for it. I mean, it's in no means it is a Christian-only site. It's for any religion or non-religion or whatever. Just do good deeds.
Right.
Because really, paying it forward and that kind of concept
it's a global, yeah,
out there.
Yeah, I believe it's a global movement. It has nothing to do with the basis or the foundation of religion. However, religion sometimes, like you mentioned, you're Christian, I'm Christian, and I know there are others out there who have learned the same thing and who feel the same way. It may be difficult for them to tell anybody they paid it forward.
So, and here's what we've done for that. When you register for an account on I Pay It Forward, you pick a username, and that username does not have to be your real name. It could just be, you know, some sort of alias like many people do for social networking sites or email addresses. And when you put a picture up, it doesn't have to be a picture of your face. It could be some flower or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially what we're offering is that you can post something pretty much anonymously.
Okay.
And you're not posting to boast about your good deed.
Right.
You are posting with the only intention left just to share and hopefully inspire other people by, you know, this good deed you did. The site's not really to point attention at ourselves for doing it.
Right.
But hopefully inspire other people.
Right. And it took me a little while to determine that in myself. I had to think about it before I posted because I wasn't trying to boast and I did not want it to come out boastful. That's not the reason for the website. I could tell that when I went there. And it's not the reason why I would share anything I did. So when I posted, it was in my mind that, you know, okay, here's something I did. Here's something I hope that will encourage someone else to do something if they have the capacity to do so. What I find, Josh, is that people have ideas that other people never would have thought of. And
right.
It could be just the thing you could do for that person in your life who you really want to help, but you don't know what to do. And then you go to I Pay It Forward and you see, oh, well, this person was able to provide meal vouchers for a mom who was staying at the hospital with her son while he was going through liver transplant surgery. Now, a lot of times people want to help each other and they're like, well, what can we do? There's only so many things you can do when someone's in the hospital waiting for their child to recover. I realize there are lots of people who get stumped by that and feel helpless. Like, what can I do to help my friend? I don't know what to do. So sometimes you can go to I Pay It Forward and see what other people do for other for the people in their life and go, oh, that's something that could totally work in my situation.
Absolutely. This is a great place to go to just get good ideas, and there'll always be more, you know, more new ideas. Not very many things even get repeated. Every time I see new posts, it seems like someone's thought up another awesome thing to do. So there's never going to be an end to the variety of ideas that you'll find on I Pay It Forward.
And so eventually, if this site does what it's supposed to, people don't have to ever feel stuck. They can always find something to do for someone in their life in a certain situation.
And there's also a future feature that's going to come to I Pay It Forward that's going to be the daily encouragement.
Tell me about that.
That's going to be where you can subscribe to it, or even you'll see it on our Twitter feed every day, where it'll be every day we're going to give an encouragement that encourages our readers and members to go do this simple good deed today. So it'll be something that everyone could do. It's simple enough where you don't need to plan it out.
Okay.
But it's something that if you needed an idea, here's today's idea.
So it's kind of like getting, some people get like a good word of the day, or they get inspiration of the day. This will be kind of like your little good deed assignment for the day that you can do if you want to.
Absolutely. And what we'll have is the people that did the daily encouragement will have like a separate feed so you can see. You basically join a group of people who all did that good deed. So you'll get to be, you know, on that page for the day on all these people that lined up and did the good deed. You'll kind of feel the sense of community that, you know, you joined a group of people that came together on today and did this good deed.
That is awesome.
Absolutely, because it may be brand new to someone else, and it may be like, wow, you know, someone else may really love that and, you know, get them started on it. So you never know.
You never do.
It's always good to start.
I wanted to talk with you about my paying it forward even more by posting your logo on my website with a link to I Pay It Forward so that my listeners can pay it forward anytime they want to from WendyEdwards.com.
That's very awesome. You know, take full advantage of that. That'd be great.
All right. Well, I'd be happy to do that to get I Pay It Forward out there in the community. I realize you have 50 people now, but I see the potential for this.
And the more people that get out there, the more you know, value I Pay It Forward has. And then the new people that come will have so much more to see. And, you know, it's a snowball effect. The bigger it gets, the more awesome it's going to be for everyone.
It really is. Okay, Josh, I would like you to send me a logo for I Pay It Forward, and I'm going to put it right on my front page at WendyEdwards.com, and I'm going to encourage all of my listeners to, anytime they pay it forward, make sure they stop by the website and, you know, consider the reason that you're posting it. If it's something that you feel a little bit your ego's going up about, then maybe you should keep that to yourself. But if it's something that you feel that is a good idea that other people might be able to use in their own lives, or something that might cheer someone up, or, you know, think of the people that are reading it, and if they are the reason that you are posting, then go for it.
Absolutely. That's exactly right.
Yeah, I hear your family in the background. I want to thank you for your time.
You're very welcome, and thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it very much.
Oh, you're so welcome. I can't wait to see more people pay it forward. We have come to the end of the podcast for this episode of The Wendy Edwards Show. And, well, I've been paying it forward through the next voiceover star and again today with Kelly Silcio's opportunity to interview the high strung. And now I'm going to ask you to pay it forward and let Josh know at ipayitforward.com what you're doing so that you can inspire others to do the same. I'd also like to invite you to give me a call. That's right. I've got an I Pay It Forward line. You can call in any time of day. Let us know what you've done to pay it forward. Anybody who leaves a callback number will get a call back from me. And we'll check in next week to hear all the good deeds of everyone listening to The Wendy Edwards Show on the Charlottesville Podcasting Network and WendyEdwards.com. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, the high strung.